You're listening to PodcastJuice.net. Podcast Juice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Michael D. PodcastJuice.net, FreedomTrain.com, FreedomTrainOnline.com. You remember back in the days. Anyway, I'm back. Thank you. Oof. I'm getting on this mic. It's been a minute. It's been some months. 2012 has been a very interesting year, and hopefully I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Before I get into that, let me do this introduction properly. My name is Michael Dean. You're listening to PodcastJuice.net. For those back in the day, used to be FreedomTrainOnline.com. Y'all remember that? And this is day one of 30 days of podcasting. What is 30 days of podcasting? It's simple. I haven't been doing shows in a long time. Been going through life and just changing and learning and all sort of things. And, I've been getting a lot of messages, a lot of love from people, emails, Facebook, and on the site. Like, Mike, when is the shows coming back? What is going on with you, brother? Where are you at? You know, everybody's been like, where are you at? What's going on with you? And that's what this is about. So, when you're away from something for so long, it's so easy to kind of get away from it. And I started feeling like, you know, I have been doing this podcast thing for, man, it's been almost like 8-9 years. It's been a long time. And I don't know, I guess maybe I just got burned out. I felt like I said everything I needed to say. A lot of things have happened. And I've always wanted to get back and do the show again, but I always, like, right before I turn on the mic, I would just like get sidetracked, or I was getting anxiety, or just kind of whatever, you know, and I wouldn't do it. Like, I would do the show in my head, but I wouldn't record it, right? So I said to myself, look, I gotta get back in this thing. I gotta make it a challenge for myself. I gotta push myself. And I heard this philosophy or thought. It was like, if you do something every day for 30 days, it will just become a habit to you. So when you get to like 31 or whatever, you'll just be so used to doing it every day that you'll just do it. Like, that would be your new apparatus. That'll be your new mode of doing things. So I just said to myself, you know what? I'm doing 30 days of podcasting. Like, that's the only way I can get back and do this thing the way I used to do it. If I have to do it every day, you know, and I got to be public about it. I got to challenge myself. So that is why I just said, I'm just going to do 30 days of podcast. I didn't think about it for a long time. I'll be honest with you. I decided to do it like yesterday, day before yesterday. It came into my mind day before yesterday, and I was like, man, 30 days of podcast. And then I was talking to Toya, who I do Podcast Juice with. And we were talking about getting together this Sunday to record. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do 30 days of podcasting. And I said, she's like, well, when are you going to start? And I said, you know what? I'm going to start tomorrow. Thinking to myself, like, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. Like, you know, all this preparation you got to do. It's like, man, F the preparation. Just turn on the mic and go. That's the only way you're going to do it, Michael. Quit BSing, procrastinating. Just turn on the mic and go. So that's what I'm doing today. And that's where we're at. So this is day one, podcastjuice.net. This is actually going to be an episode of Place in This World podcast I have not done in a long time. This is the one where I talk about me. I talk about what's going on, what's on my mind, da 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 da. So this is a podcast today that we're going to see how deep I can get into this. Now, of course, doing 30 shows in a row is crazy. I'm not going to lie. And hopefully I do it. You guys need to hold my ass to the fire on this, okay? Because I gotta do this. This is, for me, it'll be a life. This could be a life changer. You know, you never know what's gonna happen. So I'm going to do this thing. And I'll admit, some days I may post some shows that may not be new, but I will say that they have been unaired before. I do have some podcasts that I've never posted that I've done. I actually have a lot. For whatever reasons, I have never posted before. So that I will share some of those. I will tell you one I have is me, Big Ken, Big Sexy, and Q-Storm. We did a review of the Avengers movie, like right when it came out back last this summer, and I never posted that for whatever reason. So I will put that up during this time. And me and Toya have done a couple of shows. I don't think I've actually ever posted, which is terrible, but I will put those up as well. But for the most part, this stuff will all be new stuff that I'm going to do daily. And I got a few things lined up. Of course, I mentioned Toya, the Prince podcast. Yes, I knew we will be definitely getting back into that heavy, heavy. So, yes, we will be talking about Prince, Mr. Nelson. That's the first podcast I ever did was about Prince. And I will continue to do that because that is something that I love. I think that Prince is absolutely the best artist of my generation and of all time. Okay? Of all time. When you just break it all down pound for pound, that guy is amazing. There's nobody that touches him. It's amazing that we have an artist like that around us that is alive. And he's here. You know what I mean? He actually is doing his thing still. And we're able to enjoy it. So definitely going to be talking about that. And of course, we'll be doing Geeked Out. Talking about the movies, comics, popular culture, all that stuff, podcast juice. Me and Toya have dedicated ourselves that we are going to be in here every Sunday doing what we do. So that will continue. I have my friend Chocolate's going to come down. Well, she's not going to come down. She's in New York, but we're going to record this Saturday. And we're going to talk about her album that's out. She's on tour right now doing shows and stuff. So we're going to have that. That's going to be fun. And just whatever we can get ourselves into in, hey, 30 days of podcasting, man. I'm going to get it popping. Some days I might just be playing some music and talking. It may be just like you're here with me chilling. And that's what I do. I'm not going to have each show be like super long. Maybe just like 30 minutes. Because I know, hey, that's a lot of stuff to listen to. And I know your time is valuable. So I'm not trying to hog up all your situation. But we're a little rushed, so if you'll just get on board, we'll get out of here. That's my random Star Wars quote for the day. Anyway, man, I guess I haven't been on this mic in so long. I'm like so excited. I got to slow myself down. I am actually, now this website is called podcastjuice.net, so I would be remiss if I do not have some podcast juice with me in this cup. I am drinking. This may sound funny. I have some Pepsi mixed with some wild turkey, okay? And I got that wild turkey from my job, okay? So that's how we get down. But this is going to loosen me up a little bit. I was actually under the weather, and I'm going to talk about that in a little bit here recently. That was not fun. We're going to get in a lot of things. So before I go any further, I am going to play some music because it's going to set the mood. So we're going to get into something. I'm going to play one of my songs. How about that? I'm going to play this joint. This is called Love Her So. Some of you have heard this. I posted this on Facebook and stuff. But yes, I still do music, and hopefully I'm going to get back into that as well. So let's just get this thing started. This is A Place in This World, Michael Dean. And yo, let's go.
In love so, and she knows she's my baby.
That is myself, Michael Dean. Love her. So, all right. So I wanted to share something here. I picked up this book recently. It is called Steal Like an Artist. S-T-E-A-L. So Steal Like an Artist. It is by Austin Killon. And it basically says it's 10 things nobody told you about being creative. I want to read a quote from this book. This is a very interesting book. It's like one of these little small little books. It's packed with so much stuff. This book is potent. But here's a great quote. It says, "The good thing about dead or remote masters is that they can't refuse you as an apprentice. You can learn whatever you want from them. They left their lesson plans in their work." Why did I say that? Because there's a lot of people that want to do things, whether you know they're an artist or like, oh, I want to make this song, I want to make this book, or whatever it is that you want to do. But sometimes we get so caught up in like, I don't want to copy or sound like this person, or I don't want to seem like I'm a fraud, like I'm just doing their thing, whatever. But I'm going to tell you something I realized. Every great artist is stealing from another great artist. That is the way art works. And if you really think about that and go back and analyze things, if you look at the artists that you like or the person that inspires you, they're drawing from something else, right? You yourself are drawing from something else. You are a remix of your mother and father. And you have elements of both of them in you, right? So nothing is original. Like everything is taken from something and you put your spin on it and go in another direction and inspire other people. And the great thing about this book, it just, you know, because one of the things I always think, like, man, I don't, you know, I want to be original and, you know, I don't want to seem like I'm copying something. But that's what you're supposed to do. You know, like, if you really think about it, like, look at the greats, man. Look at, you know, from my generation, you look at a Michael Jackson and all the great stuff that he does. I mean, you can look at Michael Jackson's dance and like, you know, that's one of the great things about him. And you can directly see influences from Fred Astaire, Bob Fosse, you know, street dance, James Brown, Jackie Wilson. I mean, And if Michael was alive, he would tell you that. Like, I mean, you could literally go and look where he got his style from and why he's so great. So he drew from the masters. And by studying the masters, he put his spin on it and excelled it to another level. You're going to look at Prince. Prince is a direct result of studying Hendrix, Santana, Sly Stone, Larry Graham, James Brown. And he just literally, Stevie Wonder, he just put his spin on it. He took what they did and went to another level with it. But he would never be what he is if he didn't have those other masters to draw from, right? So there's nothing wrong with going and looking at something and being inspired by it and then doing your own thing from that. That is really what great masters do. I'm going to read another quote from Francis Ford Coppola, you know, world-renowned director, a master at the craft. He says, we want you to take from us. We want you at first to steal from us because you can't steal. You will take what we give you and you will put it in your own voice. And that's how you will find your voice. And that's how you begin. And then one day someone will steal from you. So, I mean, he's just laying it down. It's perfectly. So why am I saying that? I'm just saying this to say, like, you know, don't worry about sounding like somebody else or doing like somebody else. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take the great things from the things that inspire you and flip that, and then you do it better, right? Just like every parent's dream is that their kids do better than them. Like, here, let me build this up and give it to you, and then you take it to a whole other plateau, or you are the one who gets to go to college or whatever it is. Let's take the family business or have opportunities that I didn't, but based off of what I did, right? Let me set this up for you. Learn the game from me. So yeah, don't be discouraged. I say go, you know, take the things that inspire you, whatever that is. And then that's your thing. Like me personally, I love to read. I love books. I love science fiction stuff. I love comics. I love all that stuff, popular culture. I love movies, music, obviously. I soak all of it in. Why? First of all, because I like it, that it gives me different experiences and different things to think about. But all of that influences me in the things that I do. And I draw from the best of all those things that I like. And I put those, they come filtered through me, and then I give it to you in my sort of, you know, take on things. So, yeah, man, go get the book, Steal Like an Artist. This is a great book. Again, it's a very quick read. It's one of those books you'll just kind of keep by you or at the house, and you just go to one of the chapters and get some game and maybe motivate yourself for the day and be like, okay, yep, let's go. You know, one of the chapters 6 is the secret. Do good work and share with people. You know, simple as that. All right. So now I said I was recently sick last week. Something I've never experienced before that happened to me. So here's what happened. I was, this is going to sound funny, but, you know, use deodorant, right? Bright Guard or Speed Stick or whatever it is that you use, Secrets and women use. So I normally use whatever I was normally using. I just can't remember what it's called. But I had ran out. And I went down to the little corner store. I said, like, oh, let me just go grab something real quick. Because, I don't like to be smelling funky. And, you know, I'm not with that. I keep the grooming on point. So anyway, I go down and I grab this little Old Spice, you know, a couple bucks. So I put that on, and the next day, I kind of felt like under my arm was irritated. You know, I was like, it's kind of irritation there. And so I put it on again, and I was kind of like, you know what? This actually is kind of like sort of somewhat burning, like, really irritating me, like itchy sort of feeling. I was like, I'm gonna stop using this. And I went and bought the normal stuff that I use, and then I put that on, And I noticed like my arm was even more irritated. Like actually it was kind of like a little rash was sort of forming. I was like, what in the hell? You know, it's kind of hurting. And maybe like on the fourth day, I woke up and there was like this rash under my arm, like these bumps, and it was hurting. And I was like, whoa, we got a problem here. Like, what in the hell is going on? Like, I'm having some reaction to this stuff. And because, you know, under your arm, I never really realized this, but under your arm is a very, very delicate area, you know, sensitive, I should say. And because when you're just kind of about your normal day to day, your arm is moving back and forth. My arm was kind of scraping, you know, your arm rubs together. And so me having this rash is just rubbing this together, and it's almost like the equivalent of scratchings, you know, a rash would break the skin, right? So my under my arms are like really irritated and red, and I'm, you know, the skin is sort of breaking because my arm is moving back and forth in the course of the day, and it's just getting worse and worse. And it's like at night gets worse, you know, it gets like starting to itching and stuff. And I'm like, something's wrong here, man. This, I've never experienced this. So I'm, you know, and I'm like, God, I can't use anything, because any putting deodorant on there would just burn the hell out of me, and it's already, you know, itching and stuff. So it gets to, I think this happened like the beginning of the week. I get to like Saturday and I'm off work and I'm just at home, and I'm like really feeling it. Like, I'm like, you know what, this is killing me. Like, under my arms are so much pain and the itching and stuff. I'm like, I gotta go to the doctor. Now, I don't have any health insurance, so hopefully that Obamacare kicks in. No, I do have a job. I can get insurance, but I don't have insurance right now. So I just go to the emergency room. Luckily, where I live right now, there's a hospital two blocks away. So I walk over there Saturday morning, and I'm like, yo, I need help. So I get in there, and, you know, you fill out the little papers and stuff. And I will admit, I walked in there. I was probably in there like 30 minutes, 40 minutes. And this doctor sees me, and, you know, it's like, man, this rash is out of control. Like, I've never had anything like this under my arms. And my arms are red, and it's like, ugh. And he's like, okay. And he's like, well, yeah, I think this is from the deodorant you were using. I've seen things like this. They call it a contact dermatitis or something like that. And I guess like you can get, some people get allergic reactions to deodorant. Apparently there's a lot of chemicals and different things that are in the deodorants that can tear your skin up. And he's like, yeah, I think this is what you have. And so he's giving me a prescription. He's like, you take this Benadryl, will stop the itching. And then he gave me some sort of cream stuff to put on. I'm like, cool, you know. And excuse me. So I go home and I'm just like, I'm not doing nothing. Put this cream on, take this medicine, and try to just get through it. And the thing about it is, it's not getting better. And so I get to Monday or Tuesday. And it's just like, it's killing me. I'm going to work and it's like, I can barely move my arms. It's just so painful, right? And so Tuesday night, I'm at home and I start to feel like this stuff, I can feel this rash, and it's starting to kind of like, kind of go down the side of under my arm and like kind of on my back a little bit. I mean, in my under my arms is just shot. Like, I'm just so much pain. Like, I don't even want to move. But I kind of feel like it going to my face. I know that sounds funny, but I can just kind of tell, like, something's not right on my eyes. I just feel like I can feel them slightly starting to get itchy, and like I can feel it moving to my face. So I wake up Wednesday morning and get ready to go to work, and I could tell something was wrong. Like I woke up and I'm like, oh, I was just really tired. And then I go look in the mirror and my face is blown up. Like my eyes are all puffed out. The bridge of my nose is all puffed out. I don't even look like me. I look like I had plastic surgery or something. I was like, whoa. And it had moved to my face. Like my face had just blown up. I look like Martin from the TV show. When I think it was this episode where he was fighting Tommy Hearns or whatever. And he had that thing on his face. It was all blown up. That's how I looked. I was like, hell no, I'm not going to work. I can't go to work like this. It's crazy. So I take the day off. And I'm like, I got to go back to the doctor. It's like, this stuff is not helping. It is getting worse. So I go back to the doctor. I walk over there. And I'm like, yeah, I was just in here. And look, I mean, I was like, you may not be able to see this, but I don't look like this. Like, this ain't me. You know, my eyes are all shut and stuff. And, you know, he was just like, well, whew, I'm gonna give you these steroids. He's like, this is going to knock it out, but you're going to need to, you know, rest a little bit. And he said, by about 24 hours, it should go down. So I want you to take this. And they gave me some different Benadryl. Actually, he told me to take Benadryl. No, I'm sorry. You know what? Originally, they gave me some other medicine to take that I don't remember what it was called. But he told me to stop taking that. He said, take this steroids, and I'm going to prescribe you some Benadryl. So I take the steroid, and he's like, you should just go home because you're going to probably feel tired. Or he said, it's like it's going to make you like really emotional, possibly, you know. So I was like, that's cool. I'm just going to go home, you know. And God bless my job. You know, I'm in a position where I can take the time off and, you know, I had somebody to cover for me. So I was like, I'm not going to be in. There's no way I can come in with like this. And they were like, cool, don't worry about it. You know, get yourself ready. So I go home, and that night I could kind of feel my face kind of going down a little bit. And the next day I woke up and it had went down more, and I was feeling a little better. And it had really stopped the itching. And it was just like I could at least sit up and not be in so much pain. Like, it was just obnoxious, right? So it was actually working. It started working very fast. And actually the doctor said, you know what, you need to go to a follow-up doctor tomorrow. Like, you need to go tomorrow. And I was like, okay. And again, luckily enough, you know, two blocks away is this entire medical section of the city that I live in. So everything is just right there. So this other clinic that he told me to go to was just down the street as well. So I ended up just walking over there and got in there quickly, and a very nice place. And, you know, dude checked me out. He just looked at me and he's like, okay, yeah, just keep taking the stuff you had. I had like whatever the little steroids I had, he only had me do it for like 3 days. And when I went back to the doctor for a third time, he's like, well, I could give you something else, like would be on some other level. But he was like, man, the side effects of it would be, I don't think you really want to have to deal with that. Like, you know, that would be a last resort. He's like, if it doesn't go down by tomorrow, then maybe, but let's try, you know, let's keep you on what you're on first. Cause if I give you this other stuff, it's going to definitely make you better, but you know, you're going to be dealing with some other issues. And I was like, nah, I don't want to do all that. I can, you know, I was like, I could take another day off or whatever if I have to. That's not a problem. So I ended up just staying home and doing that. And so that next day after that, I started feeling a lot better. And I was like, okay, cool. Whew. You know, I can get up and be around and stuff and move around and do what I needed to do. And it was starting to go down a little bit. It went down completely in my face. And then under my arm started to go down slowly. But the other thing was the skin under my arms was so, it was basically just red, like bare, you know, it was very thin, and just the slightest touch, like wearing shirts and stuff, it was just unbearable. So I ended up going back to work the day after. I think it was Friday, and I was doing good, but then toward the end of the day, like my arms were just getting so sore, I could barely, like, it was just ugh. So and then I worked that Saturday, and Saturday I was just ugh, it was killing me again, because I have, the thing is, you know, I couldn't get my underarms to dry so that the skin could heal, really. So where I work, we actually have a we call it AmCare. It's basically like a nurse sort of thing there at the building, right? So my guy that works there, I was like, man, yo, do you guys got like some bandages, sort of things, like pads that I can kind of tape under my arm? Because I got to dry my arm, keep my arm dry, and keep like my skin from rubbing in there. And he was like, yeah, I got these little things you can put in there. So I put the little med pads or whatever in there, and that was like, oh, it gave me so much relief. And so I was able to finish out the day. And then this past Sunday, I was like, I am just going to rest, and I got to get my arms to be dry and nothing's touching them, because I need the skin to heal so that I can be straight, because the rash started leaving and everything, but my arms still hurting. So I know I'm making a long story short. Went and bought these little pad things at a local drugstore, taped them under my arm for the all day of Sunday. And Monday morning was perfectly fine. Back to kind of getting back to myself and pretty much 100%. And yeah, so that was the whole ordeal of having an allergic reaction to deodorant. So what was the verdict of that? Because I am wearing deodorant, I ain't funky, but I did some research online and I found milk of magnesia roll-on deodorant. Like this company, I think it's called The People's Pharmacy, they make roll-on deodorant that uses milk of magnesia, and apparently milk of magnesia, and I will attest to this, it will keep you dry, and it doesn't have all the other chemicals and the fragrance, you know, stuff and all that. But there's something about milk and magnesia that keeps you dry. So I've been using that. I ordered it off of Amazon.com. Interestingly enough, it's like $5. And it works. And the great thing, again, it doesn't have all those chemicals that apparently will irritate my skin from now, that I just refuse to even try to see if I can use them anymore, because I'm not going through that. So milk and magnesia roll-on deodorant is the bomb.com. It's like, you know, or if you want to use some sort of natural deodorant thing, I recommend that. But yeah, be careful with that deodorant stuff. I've been using deodorant since I was a teenager. I've never had any problems. I don't know if my body just says, hey, you know what, we ain't with it no more, and if you put that on us, we will shut you down. I'm not going to argue with that. I'm not dealing with that anymore. So you can keep the right guards and speed sticks and all that. I'm straight. So there's my little story of not feeling good. Yeah, but be careful. Allergic reaction. Now, I'm 43 years old. I'm, you know, never had any health problems. But that was sort of scary. And it kind of shut me down a little bit. I'm mad because I literally went to the doctor like 3 times in less than 7 days, which is something I've never done, but I couldn't bear it. Like, it was just too much. And I know a lot of cats be like, I ain't going to the doctor. I was like, man, I'm going to the doctor quick, because I'm not going to mess around and just let something get more serious and mess me up. And that was already messing me up. Like I said, once my face was all blown up, you know, you can't hide that. So I was like, nah, let me get my black behind up in there and see what's going on. Anyway, let me get off of that topic. I'm going to play another song, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about what else has been going on with me. Again, maybe this particular day one show might be a little longer than the others, but hold on one second. All right, so as you can see, I forgot to mute my phone, and you know who you are who called me during that. Shame on you. No, I'm just joking. All right, so I said I was going to play some song. Let me, you know what I'm going to play right now? I got to play this cut right here. This is one of my jams right now. This is Andy Allo, all right? This is the cut. This is one of the cuts. This is in my car right now, bumping hard. This is When Stars Collide. You got to check this out. If you all ain't heard this yet, check this out right now. Look at them drums, man. I feel like George Clinton, right? What is it? Cheddar Bob the motherfucker. Yeah. To negate any legalities, challenges, and lawsuits, we're gonna have to fade that bad boy out. Because you know the MPG, they are quick to pull the trigger on the lawyer game. But yeah, go get that album, man. Yes, we're gonna do a show on that. You already know Prince. He put it down on that one. That's a burn. That's a it kind of. Remind me a little bit of yeah, that's a cut, man. I don't let them do that one live. It's a rizap. My partner in crime, she says Toya Tanae Taylor thinks that song is crap. So remind me to slap her when I see her. But anyway, yeah, that's Andy Allo, When Stars Cry. When Stars Cry. When Stars Collide, from her album Superconductor. There are some cuts on that album. I will give her full credit. It's dope. All right, hold on 1 second. All right, back in the building. So what else I'm going to talk about? Some of you who know me, yes, I have children. I have two beautiful kids, my hearts. Recently, well, almost 2 months ago now, my children moved to Hawaii. Now, I live here, obviously, in Seattle, Washington. Actually, I don't even live in Seattle anymore. I live in Auburn, which I will save that story for another day. But I live in Auburn, Washington. And, yeah, my kids and their mother have moved to Hawaii. And why Hawaii? Well, my ex, she is originally from Hawaii. She was born and raised there. And her mother still lives there. And her mother wasn't doing so good, needs some help. So she decided that she was going to go and help her mom and just kind of move back home for a little bit and take a break and just kind of refocus and things. And so she moved to Hawaii with the kids. And it's been, as I used to say, it's been a headbuster for me, because I'm so used to, you know, daddy weekends and then just going to see the kids in general and spending time with them, to not seeing them at all. That's no joke. You know, just even like having that conversation where it's like, yo, like, we need to move. You know, I know this is going to be hard, but, you know, ultimately, for right now, this is the best situation to do this. And for me to be kind of like the bigger person to just, you know, in the best interest for now, in terms of where everything is at and how everything is working right now, like, yes, okay, make that move. But, a lot of it was very sudden. Like, it had to happen quickly. And then just like trying to process that, like, you know, they're not here, you know. So that's what's going on with me the last couple of months. One of the other reasons why I haven't really been doing the shows and stuff. So yeah, that's a lot to deal with. You know, kids are there and they're doing great. You know, they're in Hawaii. Okay, so it's, you know, it's sunny. Obviously, the weather is great. Totally different environment for them. Different school. My son, he was able to start school immediately. He's in kindergarten, and he would have had to wait another year if he stayed here. Now he was able to immediately start going to school. Of course, my daughter goes to school. They actually are going to the same school. And their experience there has been great. We do Skype videos every few days. And they're always Skyping me from the pool. And they found a new church that they go to. And, you know, some of you look at my Facebook, you'll see the pictures that I posted. There was this great picture that I got of my son doing his first homework, right? Like, I was in tears when I saw that picture. You know, he's got like a pen in his hand and he's doing homework, like his first time doing homework. You know, just like, it's great to be able to share, to see that picture. But I mean, just like to actually, I just want to be, you know, like to be able to be there and to experience it. I've really come to understand, like, every moment is precious. Like, you can't take anything for granted, right? Because you all know anything can happen. Like, somebody says, yo, we got to go, or this has got to happen. So you can't take any of it for granted. So yeah, you know, like I said, talking to him on the Skype and, you know, talking on the phone, but it's just not the same, you know. Like, we would always go to see all the movies and just do things on the weekend, and or even if we didn't go anywhere, like, we would just be at home and, you know, we play games and all that kind of stuff, you know. It's just like, you know, can't really do any of that. I had to do it by myself or, you know, our friends and stuff, but it's just not the same. I'm actually going to go down there, hopefully in a couple weeks. Excuse me. I wanted to go for Christmas. I'm not going to be able to go for Christmas, but hopefully within like the first couple of weeks of January, I'm going to go down there and see him and stuff. I'm just got to get, you know, saving up money and all that good stuff. But that's just weighs heavy on my mind these days. You know, I got to get down there. People ask me, you know, how long are they going to be down there? You know, it's uncertain. It's a temporary thing, but we haven't put a date on it yet. So we'll see, you know, but and you never know. I mean, where things could be, but definitely I have to get down there. I have to see them, you know. You know, I have a son. He's 4 or 5 years old, going on 5, and actually, I'm sorry, he is 5, but you know, he's a young boy, and of course, needs to be around his father. My daughter, you know, she about to be 10, and she is my princess. That's my, I mean, you know, that's my heart, man, right there. Like, you know, me and my daughter have a very interesting relationship, because when she was very little, she wasn't going to daycare. She would stay with me. Like, I had my own business at that time. I used to have this office that I had an office space. So I would just have her come to the office with me every day, you know. And, you know, I brought, like, all her little toys, and I brought, like, a TV and VCR and DVD and all that stuff. And so she could have her movies. And so, I had a pretty big office at the time. And, you know, she just had one little section, her section over there, and she could just, you know, do her thing all day. And my daddy was working, and we would just be together every day, right? You know, she would come to the office with me. She wasn't going to daycare. So we really bonded, you know, strong. And then, yeah, so all that time. So, I mean, she, you know, she would help me out. And back then, I was doing a DVD, CD duplication business. And, so when we had to do smaller runs, we would do them in-house. And so she would help me out doing the discs. You know, she would load up all the, I had these DVD tower burner things, you know, that have multiple discs could go in there. So she would load them up and take them out. And, you know, customers would come through and stuff. And they were like, oh, it's your daughter's Auburn helping and stuff. So we were just, you know, we always together, right? And so it's like we just have this bond, man. Like, you know, she is just so much like me in terms of like the quiet me. And so, yeah, I just, anyway. So, yeah, that's what's going on as well. It's a huge thing that weighs on my mind every day. There's no getting over that. I don't want to get over that. I'll, you know, we'll figure that out. So prayers and just love and everything to their mother and them, and her mom and everything, that whole situation over there. They're doing great. They have a great place where they live now and everything. So, we're going to pray on it. You know, we're going to keep that in our hearts and minds. Please pray for me on that. Put that energy out there to me. I need that. So there you go. All right. With that, I think it is fitting that we do another classic. This time we're gonna go to my man Michael Jackson, also one of the greatest of all time. Okay, I'm a heavy Michael fan. I'm actually reading this book, Michael Jackson, Man in the Music, and a fabulous book. It goes through. It starts at the Off the Wall album, and it is a album for album, track for track review of every album from Off the Wall to this last album, and breaks down like the production of the album, what was going on in the studio. And it's fabulous and really just shows you how genius this cat was. Like, and even a guy like me who knew a lot about Michael, like I read that book and was like, whoa, like, no, Michael was the truth. And I'm talking in terms of production, song craft, you know, all of that. Like, he was that dude. He can sit right up there next to the princes and everybody else. He may not play instrument per se like them cats, but all he's producing those songs. He's creating the harmonies. He's creating the parts of all those songs. He just does it in beatbox, okay? So that's how cold he is. So don't get it twisted. Mike is a genius. I want to play this song. This is off of the Dangerous album, actually. This song is it's a good song. It's I believe it is called Will You Be There, I believe. So let's get into Mike a little bit, and then I think we'll come back and wrap up day one of 30 Days of Podcasting. This is Michael Dean, podcastjuice.net. Hold on.
darkest hour, in my deepest despair, will you still care? Will you be there? In my trials and my tribulations, through our doubts and frustrations, in my violence, in my turbulence, through my fear and my confessions, in my anguish and my pain, through my joy and my sorrow, in the promise of another tomorrow, I'll never let you part.
All right, that's Michael Jackson. All right, so listen, we're going to wrap this up a little bit here. But this last little bit right here, this is, you know, I want to give a little shout out and just end it with a little bit of, you know, a little words here. So again, this is 30 days podcast challenge that I'm trying to do. This is really like for me to, you know, I need to change my life. Okay, I need to do things different. I'm not, and to be clear, I'm not saying that I am in a bad place. I have a lot of great things going on. You know, my parents are here. You know, my kids are, even though they're not here physically, they're doing good. You know, I have a great job, you know, which I'll talk about another time. I've actually, I am in a loving relationship, which I will talk about, not tonight, but I will talk about that. I have great friends, but you know, I have a lot of these things, but sometimes we forget. Like, you don't realize how good you have it, because it could be, you know, life could be totally different. Like, right, obviously, you know, I'm talking now, we just did with this whole school shooting thing that happened. Well, those were kids, you know. Those were somebody's children. Imagine being a child during that. So anyway, I'm saying all this to say that, you know, why I say, I need to change my life. I need to change my mindset, my perspective. I need to be better. I want to be better, right? I want to share more. I want to love more. I want to appreciate life more. I want to be a better man. I want to be a better father, better friend. I have some great friends in my life, like amazing people in my life that I don't even think I'm really as cognizant of that as I need to be, right? I have some people that I've never physically met in my life that show me so much love. It's ridiculous. So that's why I'm doing this. I want to be in a better place, and I hope that me doing this for the few little people that I do reach in the world, that you know, motivates you to do better and want better and to want to be a better person and want to give service, give yourself to somebody else and help them be better. You know, one of my friends, I'm going to try and talk with as many people as I can quickly, but like one of my friend, Toya, you know, she'll go to church or different things and give her time. My mom will go to her church or the United Way and give time, like give the food to people and different things. And that's things that I need to do, you know. My friend Tori, she shows me so much love. It is ridiculous. I almost don't know how to handle it, right? I mean, here's a person, you know, when I moved into this place that I'm living now, which is a great place, and I didn't have a lot of like resources, going buying me groceries and getting me pots and pans and different things. I mean, that is major, right? Like, just a lot of kindness that I'm not used to seeing. And I'll talk about that another time. Big Ken, Big Sexy, Q-Storm. Those are my guys who, again, we've never physically met at all. We've been friends for years. But, you know, reaching out to me and saying, man, Mike, are you okay? Like, I know you're going through some stuff, but, you know, almost to the point where they were going to fly up here and see me. You know, I mean, just even to consider doing that is major to me, right? Diane, longtime friend of Freedom Train. Always kind of shoot me little messages and, you know, yo, you should, you know, I'm really looking forward to doing your thing and just showing interest in what I'm doing. That's major, right? A lot of my guys on Facebook that always hit me up with messages, yo, Mike, yo, when you gonna do the podcast? Or, man, I really like when you talked about this and did that. And this means a lot, man. That's all I'm saying. Like, I really appreciate that stuff. So with that, I'm about to get out of here. But again, I will be back tomorrow. I appreciate you listening to this tonight. I haven't been on the mic in quite a bit. I know I'm over an hour. I didn't want to do it that long. But again, thank you. 30 days of podcast and podcastjuice.net. I will be back tomorrow. This is day one. This is the challenge. Find something in your life that you want to do that you haven't been doing and just decide to do it every day for 30 days. All right? So I'm out of here. Leave some comments on here. Let me know what you thought. We out of here. Peace.
Are you threatening me, Master Jedi?
The Senate will decide your fate.
I am the Senate.
Not yet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know I wasn't going to end the podcast like that. This is day one, and we're going to funk it out at the end. I ain't even got to say who this is. Just sit back, shut up. It's time to jam. Come on.
don't sit back.